Okay, now try it. Well, let me see. You got it? That should do it. Okay. Here's your charge. Yeah, it takes a load, and that's half of the first EVA. Okay, Bob. We are rolling. Mark it.
Okay, copy that, Jack. Gene.
EP7 is a half pound charge.
Floyd. 6/10 of a kilometer. Back, huh?
Roger, it'll be at a range of 0.6, guys.
Block right ahead of you.
I guess. Okay, and remember you'll be taking photos coming back here, Jack, if you get a chance.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I got a few going out, Bob, but they weren't too well spaced.
Okay, and I assume you got the low gain antenna aligned.
Yes, sir, it's aligned. Okay. That's got to be tried, Jack, because that's too big for anything else. Okay, Houston, there's the classic raindrop pattern over this fine debris. I'd say that the surface definitely is sorted. The regolithic material forming one fraction, and then the blocks another. The blocks are probably, those blocks are greater than 2 centimeters in diameter. In general, make up less than 10% of the surface. But there are some big ones, and if fairly uniformly distributed, they're blocks a meter in diameter.
Copy that.
Hey, Jack, that big crater out there at 2 o'clock probably got to be Sherlock. That's got to be Sherlock over there, probably. I think the only place I've really identified that we can go to is Station 6. Yeah, but you can't get, we got to get on a high vantage point here one of these days. Well, I think we'll find Camelot without any problem.
Yeah.
Okay, watch, I'm going through it, okay? No problem.
Nope,
I'd rather straddle or go through those.
Okay, Bob, here's another crater about the size we sampled, the last station, and it doesn't have as many blocks, but it does have blocks, and from this distance, that vesicular texture and their light color shows up very well. I suspect they're the same general kind. There's the glass bottom crater.
Okay, you got a range of bearing there, guys, please.
Okay. 341.8.
Copy that.
Yep. Okay. You're pointed right at Station 6, I think, Gene. I
think you may be right.
There's that boulder. I just want to get up here where I can. Not the one with the track, but the one over there to the right of that. Unless the one with the track, you know, I've got mixed emotions, which is 6. But
see, that's probably, look at over here to the left. Can you see that?
Yeah. That's right. Man, I'll tell you this thing. That looks like the same kind of rock, except it doesn't have any vesicles.
There's some white stuff in that rock. Just let me take a quick peek.
See that one right in front of us? Take a picture of it? Oh, you mean this one, yeah.
Oh, that's a big daft bit, isn't it?
Take a picture of that?
Yeah, they're big daft bits.
Same rock with big zapters. I gotta change the. Well, I was too close.
Okay.
Although there are, I think those are zap bits.
A little hard to say.
Looks like a big
zap. Yeah,
they're not a rock. They're white halos. It just has more. But it's a big one. It's about 1.5 inches or 2 inches across.
Yeah.
I tell you, I gotta go and get my size and geometry squared away.
Okay, 17, how about range and bearing?
Go through this one?
Yep.
Okay, 341.7. Bob, we're moving at about 11 clicks right now.
Copy that, beautiful. And remember, the charge goes off at 0.6.
Doesn't sound like it. Okay,
Jack. Look over there. Can you look to the left?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That's the white mantle.
Hang around that way.
Call it a slide or not, but that's the white mantle.
Woo!
That's my first real good picture of it. That is something.
Okay, I got some of that.
Okay, how are we doing?
I don't want to go in that crater. That's what I don't want to do.
Okay, we're at 0.6. How about 339?
Okay. I got a couple shots right out in there.
Okay. Coming right around to you.
Oh, that's good. Hold that heading. Whoa. That'll be good.
Right here?
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay. Let me get my, okay, I got my locator.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now this one we want me to get a partial pan until something's identified.
Okay, we'll do that. We gotta turn that way anyway.
Okay, pin one, full, safe. Pin two, full, safe. Pin three, mark it, full, safe.
Okay, and I copy that as charge number 7.
That's a firm.
Okay, and we like a frame number when you get down there, Jack, once you get it on the ground.
Okay, stand by.
Okay, I think we'll miss that.
Okay, Barry, it's 339.6.
Okay, start a pan around it, Gene. Yeah.
Copy that,
Jimmy. Let me get it out.
Okay, I'm going to start slowly. Or...
okay. Going to miss it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Lock.
Okay, you taking your pictures?
Yes, sir.
Wheels cleared it by.
Got to be a lock.
My low gain dropping out.
How much are my wheels missing by going around?
Lots.
About a meter.
Okay. Okay, we're on our way. The low gain is set again. Okay, we're heading on back to SEP.
Okay, and a frame copy of
that. Okay, and but for, the pan was more or less complete at 146.
Copy, 146 on hotel.
Bob, you know, the more I look at this, watch out for those babies there. This dark dust, if you will, the more it doesn't seem like the kind of thing you'd expect to been derived from the underlying bedrock. But I think you're going to have to play that game in the lab right now.
Okay, I copy that. Can you...
we'll see how it works out later.
Roger.
It just seems dark and much too fine grain. You don't have the impression that you're getting the size distribution you'd expect to get by having all these blocks around.
Okay.
Definitely, I think, at least in my mind, size population.
Jack, that almost looks like bedrock overexposed in there. See that?
Yeah, why don't you take a pass over that way?
Get through there?
Yeah, I can get through there.
Down!
You know where you are?
Yeah.
In Triton?
No, we're not Triton. That's awful, that's pretty steep down in there.
I'd walk down there. I'm not sure I want to drive down there yet.
No, I didn't mean down in there. I meant right over there.
Well, here's some right here.
Yeah.
I thought that
take
was
a picture of that?
Yeah.
And how about a range and bearing when you stop taking a picture? And we need
336.4.
336.4, Roger.
Bob, I get a distinct impression that Jack says it's going to be hard to tell where this is regolith composed from the rock field we see around, but I get a distinct impression. You can see the dark mantle on top of almost all the rocks, except we have fresh glass possibly in the bottom of some of these small craters.
Okay.
Everywhere else there is actually mantle, I believe, in and around some of the crevices and into the vesicles and what have you.
Okay, I copy
it's
you.
It's all material, though, that could be in. God. It's material that could be knocked in there by the local impact.
Okay, but gather you find a lot of material on top of the rocks.
I think we lost it. Not a lot, Bob. Not a lot. It's there, though.
Okay, copy that.
They're not not nearly as covered with dust as they get when you drop one. It's just really a salting or a scattering of debris in the depressions.
Okay.
On the rock. The projections of the rock are perfectly clean.
Okay, I copy that.
Yeah, but most of all the craters are have relatively regular, except where the rocks are showing the boulders on the sides or within the craters are evident, are subtly covered over with this mantle. You don't see any good sharp ridges and walls on some of these craters, even the small ones.
Well, okay, roger on that.
Man, I tell you, you can lose the rear end of this thing in a hurry if you'd like. I think you have lost a fender. I keep getting rained on here.
Oh, no.
Look at our rooster. Look what's ahead of us there.
Yeah, that's probably it. It probably didn't stay.
I could see it in the shadow.
Yeah,
look at it. Oh, boy. That's going to be terrible. That is really going to be bad.
I didn't see it. We probably lost it. I think I know when, because I just started to notice it.
Bob, I'm going to state what Gene said slightly differently. There just aren't a lot of very sharp, bright craters, but there are some. All the craters seem to be pretty well formed. It isn't an extensive mantle. Matter of fact, it, for example, hasn't filled the base. Are we going to deploy that thing now?
Yeah.
Hasn't filled the bottom of the craters.
I'm going to come in at a heading here and see if I can get on it for you.
Okay, drop me off there.
Hey, that fender, look at the dust it's produced. Look at the LCRU.
Yeah, that's going to make sense.
I don't know how to keep that thing out. Get west. Okay, I'm rolling west right now.
That looks good.
That looks good. Hold that heading. Boy, I don't like losing that fender. We're back at the step, Bob. I'm starting to lay out my first track.
Roger, copy that.
How's our time, Bob? Okay.
Roger, you're about 5 minutes behind on the arrival time at the SEP, but we're no real problems. And I assume that the range and bearing when you got there was about zero.
Okay, good. Let me leave my camera. Well, let me greet it. 252, 2.5, and zero. I'm resetting.
Okay, copy that.
And the LMB frame count is 197, and it was still turning. Amp hours are 108, 105, and batteries are 100 and 120.
Okay, copy 100 and 120.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I need my camera, don't I?
Sir.
I don't think it's much good to you with 197 there, Jack.
No, I don't. I don't need my camera.
Okay. Roger on that.
For deploying it. No, you take the pictures. I don't need it. Go ahead. Play it out.
Okay, here we go. I'm headed on.
Okay, Oh, wait a minute. I need my camera, don't I?
Sir.
I don't think it's much good to you with 197 there, Jack.
No, I don't. I don't need my camera.
Okay. Roger on that.
For deploying it. No, you take the pictures. I don't need it. Go ahead. Play it out.
Okay, here we go. I'm headed on.
Okay, Houston, the location is in about the Lee crater area I could find between a large crater or a large depression that's about, ranges from maybe 50 to 150 meters behind the limb. That's maybe south or east-southeast. And between that depression and another large depression that is really a doublet with a blocky septum between them, that's the northeast of the limb, about 200 meters. That's the start of that second depression. I think we can get a nice layout, although there'll be a general slope, I believe, towards the limb of about a degree.
Okay, that's no real problem, Jack.
No problem, Jack.
Jack, am I about to beam you? I can't see. Yes. Okay, I'll turn in around this crater. Hey, if you come right... depression to the northeast is at least a couple hundred meters in diameter, and it's joined with one that's probably of comparable size just to the north west of the first depression.
Okay, I copy that too, Jack.
Okay. How's that look, Jack?
Great.
Far enough? Yes. Yes, come back. Can we head out to station 2 without that fender, and are we going to be full of dust? Okay, there's no special... I can park 180, but... Okay, Bob, I'm stopped. Back at the SEP.
Copy that, Gene.
Got the one came out, Jack.
Oh, yeah. This thing is a lot harder to turn than it was in the train.
Okay, that's the first two we got to deploy. Can you bring your tongs?
Yep.
Bob, you want me to dust here? I'll dust back at the left. We're going to deploy the SEP. God bless.
Okay, they all say to dust, Jim.
Okay. You have to wait for me, Jack.
Well, I've got antennas all over the place here.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you do. Stand by 1 second. I'll make it a quick...
I can handle it, I think, here. But we're going to need your tongs to pick them up.
To get them?
And not get them all confused. Okay, where's the shadow graph? There it is. Sun quadrant. That's the sun quadrant. Quadrant.
Yes, sir. We lost that fender. Okay. I'll deploy number 2 and 4. And let's see, that's number 1.